Begin the current daf, Masech the Sugah daf Tes, begin with Beis, begin with his master, begin with the Gemara. How come it's not Schach Pasla, it's Schach Kasher? Yeah, but you have the problem, because you're combining Pasla Schach with Schach Kasher, and that's not valid for a Sukkah. Tes can explain the opinion that Schach Pasla is not a problem in the Sukkah that is already Tzilas Merub Mechamasa on its own, even without the Schach Pasla, and Tes brings two proofs to that. Additionally, based on this, Tes comes to explain the Sugya of Yirmiya that's later on. Tishos brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, the Schach that's above 20 Amos, is not intrinsically Schach Pasul, even though such a Sugya would be Pasul. Based on this, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi, explaining this Sugya of Yirmiya. The first place explains that we're saying the branches of a tree is considered Schach Pasul, Lefishi and Mechuba, because the tree is attached to the ground, and being the Batash, you need something detached, I mean, the Pesach Kabiakas, which is a source of Redoina, what Tzchach has been made from, which the refuse of the wine vats and the granary are things that are talish. So therefore, the tree is Tzchach Pasul. Yeah. But that's physically explained, that even though it's Tzchach Pasul, you can't combine Tzchach Kasher, develop the Sukkah, but that's only if you need it. It says, Taisis, Behema Sukkah, Shetachas, Yilma Sukkah, but if the Sukkah beneath the tree has its own appropriate tzchach, which has more shade than sun. So it says, love mestab, it's not logical, that should become invalidated because you're combining with it, pasul tzchach. The reason is, keeping the chishak list of the pasul, since if you would take away the pasul tzchach, akati tzalas merubah, you would still have more shade, elo, kshain tzalas merubah. It's only when you don't have tzalas merubah, elamach masabsul, only together with the pasul, that's what we're talking about, that's a problem of tzchach, pasul together, to combine it with the tzchach kosh. And that's the size of Adul and Mashani. So why didn't the Gemara answer? Kagoin, oh, we're talking about the beloved Pasul. That without the Psul, Tulas Mirubi had more shade. So why didn't you answer that? In our Sugya, why are you asking the question? Shem Dem King, because if that would be the case, then my Lememra. Then what are you saying? What's the Chiddush of Rabbu saying that if the branch of the tree are less because it has more sun, then the Sugya is going to be kosher? Obviously, that it's not going to be a problem, because Tosfos says that because you can't say the Ratumah that it had enough shade even without that, because the Hashpanami, the Mishan Mishchabat, even the Gemara that when it answers says, oh, we don't Ratumah, we do Chavata when you lower it down, even then the Gemara says Kapach Malam, the Gemara says, what are you saying? If Ratumah that it was Tzalas Merubah without it, then what would you be saying? So obviously the Gemara was asking because we're assuming that it's not Tzalas Merubah. And that's the question. Oh, if that's the case, so you mitzvah schach pasul with schach kosher. And so Tosfos says, you should know this idea. That Tosfos is backing up this idea that if the sukkah was already with the hechshav tzalas merubah mechamasa, then you're not going to have a problem of mitzvah schach pasul to endow the sukkah. It says because the gabim makarga sukkasa b'shvud namaruchas mahmita. Regarding if someone goes and covers his sukkah with spits or with the side posts of a bed. Which machshim l'kamon the mishnah valdez leim l'btesvam ben aleph b'shiyesh revach ben nimkamais when you have the gap, the space between the pasul schach, the same amount. Now I've got the mahanim who chavat l'bat b'leib. Although by there lowering it down does not help to mix it with the kosher schach to nullify the majority because kibud minkarim l'ma'aben since it's recognizable what's the metal sticks and what's the kosher schach and they're not mixed together because the ha'elach l'dei koi each one is considered independent and if bittul wouldn't help. And the minimum, we don't say the tipsal that should be invalid, that you're combining pasul schach. The reason is because given the chishak l'slay, since if you take away the bedpost or the spits, sagi b'kosher, be enough for the kosher, that's why it's not a problem. Well, even another proof, I mean, the gemara said enough down, but not, because you can blame the esrim. Once you have a sukkah higher than 20 amos. But behutz and yerdin tegasim, you have the branches that are sticking into 20 amos. So I said, if those branches are sticking in with the 20 amos, have more shade than sun, ksheira, it's going to be valid. Now, even though the schach above 20 amos is schach basel, even so, yeah, it's not going to be a problem because what's beneath it has tzalas merubah mechamasa already. But then Tosfos is bothered. He says, but this the Gemara says shortly with this teaching of Rabbi Yirmiyah that there's all these different cases when you have sukkah techa sukkah. Both kosher, both basel, top kosher, bottom kosher. So, the case of tachtonik shevel yin psula. So, what's the case of the bottom sukkah is kosher and the upper one is pasul? To go in, for example, tachtonik tzalas merubah mechamasa. The lower sukkah has more shade than sun. Well, yin mechamasa merubah tzalas. The upper one has more sun than shade. The kaimi tabai b'tochasim. Both are within 20 amos. Where okay, so the upper one's not a problem. But it itself is not going to be kasha. So it's not really sukkah tachas a sukkah. The low one is a sukkah, and therefore it's kasha. Up one is not a sukkah, and therefore it's not going to be valid. Now, the mashma, it sounds like a kaim alien lamal mas. It sounds like if the upper one was above 20 amas, then not only would the upper one, of course, be possible because it's above 20 amas, we're already saying that. So when we're saying it's within 20 amas, it's validated the low one. Sounds like if the upper one was higher than 20 amas, then even the low one would be possible. Why? What do you mean? I thought that if the low one has less than mechamas, it's not a problem with being mitzav schach pasul. That's his taisa. No, hasamayi. That's not like she in the tachton. Telas merubeh al machmas al yainam. Yeah, the low one has telas merubeh chamasa, but it's only together with the upper ones chamasa meruba. But it does have some tzel that combines with the lower ones. And b'chi hay gavna have a matzla shkuchish tem suls. And the truth is, based on that interpretation, so we could have said that was one of the cases of a year b'yirmiyah where both apostle, and that is yikayim al yain lamal me'esrim if the upper one is above 20 amos. And then this low one would be possible because of the chamasim and mitzalasim, because then the upper schach cannot complement it because it's higher than 20 amas, and the upper one would be possible because it's lamayel masim. You're right, that could have been a case of shnei psulas. But anyways, it had a good pshat for the case of Yirmiyah when both are going to be possible. It's not difficult because here we're talking about that its low one was actually on its own. Tzalas meruba, chamas meruba was only tzalas meruba together with the upper one, but you could add it because it wasn't 20 amas. But that's the taste of him. If it takes that second second leg, he's going to say, wait a second. Even the intachton tzalas meruba, we're answering in taisis that the low one on its own was not more shade. The machmas alayin only together with the upper one. But then the difficulty is then am I shared? And actually, why is the low one kasher? How could the upper one combine with it, even though it's chak kasher because it's within 20 amas? Well, come on, Bereshu Yashin. I'm reading the Gemara later on. The Rabbi Zmaral says, "Sukkah meduvlelis ksheirum, a sukkah that is meduvlelis is kasher." Now, Mefarash Mal Gemara explains what is meduvlelis. He says, "Kana oilag, kana yairid." You have one beam, one stick up, one stick lower. Come on, Bayabai says, "Okay, we could view it as one schach, but leshana elashein bedzelis ashleisha. Only if you don't have between one and the other one a space of three tefachim." But if you have three tefachim, it's possible. Now here you have, this one is way higher, the upper one is way higher than the low one. How do you even combine the upper one to the low one? And that's the same thing you can say is because the Amar Rabba Hasam Rabba said about it, even if there's a gap larger than three tefachim, but if the roof is a tefach, then we would view it as if it's coming down. And therefore, here where the upper one is a roof, it has the thickness of a tefach, so therefore you could lower it even more than three tefachim, and it's going to combine to the low one to make it to the low one. Now Tais brings the opinion of Inatam that schach that's above 20 amas is not schach pasul, and therefore actually Inatam changes the gears over here in the Yirmiyah, which is different than Rashi. As Tais explains, Inatam Mefarsh, he explains the Malma Esrim when it's above 20 amas lechosh of schach pasul. It's not considered pasul schach. Nachashin apsul and machmas kaiv. It's not intrinsically pasul schach. It's only because of the height. We are shekosh lahad kamin. So you had a difficulty. This that we say tachtin ksheira. This case that we're discussing, the low one's kasher, but the upper one is puzzle. The Gemara asked, all these seem to be simple cases. The Gemara says, no, it's really, that's the one that we have to say a chiddush. What's a chiddush in that case? What I mean, it's obvious. The low one has tzalas merubah, the upper one has chamas merubah. Now, what would you say in the star schach puzzle by the schach kasher? That you combine the schach puzzle of the upper one with the schach puzzle with the schach kasher of the low one, and then it would be puzzle. Oh, that's a chiddush. I know the low one's going to be kasher. And that was bothering Benatam. What are you talking about when you're saying schach puzzle? The upper schach is within 20 amas. It's kosher. Now, shadacha b'kuntres l'fash. Rashi pushing it when he comes to explain, and Rashi addresses this. Oh, you're right. Avgav they can't believe in teichav. Although the upper one you're right is within 20 amas, so what's schach puzzle? Ma'od itimor. You say nigzer. We would make a rabbinic decree. Lemitzel tachtoin. No, we should still invalidate the low one. Mishum dezimna the can't believe in l'mal mesim because at times the upper one could be above 20 amas. Because a person not going to entertain to be concerned atachten regarding the lower sukkah because of where it would be then a problem of combining the schach kasher the low one with schach pasul the upper one when it is going to be lamal me'asim. Why? Because when he's going to see the upper one when it has more sun than shade, he's going to think, oh, it's just insignificant. But that's why it's not a problem with the low one, even if it's lamal me'asim. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to say in that case that no, we're not going to make such a gezeirah.
And that's his Rebbein Tam. That's a toichik to say that that's what we mean to say in this schach pasul, not really schach pasul in the case when it would be schach pasul. But more of it, the high time of a Muslim Emma, based on that reasoning, we should have said that you think Shayus Etzikhle. Then the case of Rebbein Mir that we could have said is the case of actually when they're both kosher. In other words, if Rashi is correct that the Chiddush of Yirmiyah is that that we're going to say the sukkah is kosher even when the person could make a mistake, then even the case of Yirmiyah when both are kosher, for example, when the low one is chamasa midim tzlas and the upper one is tzlas midim chamasa and both within 20 amas, we say the upper one is kosher and also the low one, according to Rashi, that also should have been a Chiddush because you would have thought to say that low one should be possible because he doesn't know that the kosher is sukkah because the upper sukkah is within 20 amas. He's going to think that, oh, the sukkah is kosher because you combine the low one with the upper one. He's going to come to validate even the upper one is above 20 amas. Chiddush says, no, we're not concerned. We're going to say it's kosher. So therefore, Rebbein Tam, his opinion is that actually above 20 amas is not schach pasul. And therefore, he doesn't have the gear from the Gemara like Rashi has. That the situation that Birmi was intending, that when he said that the low one's kosher and the upper one's pasul, is only when both are within 20 amas. Rather, because Rebbein Tam, Rebbein Tam's gear says, Tachtonik Sheba Lin Psul Hechadami. What's the case, low one kosher, upper one's pasul? Yeah, the upper one has more sun than shade. The low one has more shade than sun. What does it mean when the Gemara says, and both are within 20 amas? That's the low one. But the upper one, that's the low one, is within 20. But the upper one, no, we're not concerned. Even if it's above 20 amas, we're not going to say that it's going to validate the low one by being lamal ma'asim. And now we understand what the Gemara's question to me was, obviously. And that the Gemara says, no, the low one's kosher and the upper one's pasul, that's what we have to say behind the Kamashas. This is what the Gemara is saying, what would you say, let's have schach pasul, schach kosher? No, it's a problem because you combine schach kosher with schach pasul. In other words, yeah, shei kosher schach pasul. What do you mean? It would be considered as pasul schach makos the kama little mile basil because, yeah, the Kamashas come out where it is above 20 amps. And that's what you would have thought. Which seemingly, yeah, what do you mean? It should be a problem. No, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, actually, which is a source of Ben Tam's opinion that no, actually, we're saying that even when Lamal Ma'asim is not going to be considered as Schach Pasul. And that's his Chiddush of Rebbi Mir. Now, Reish Erevin, in the beginning of Erevin, the Gemara Menav Mashkim, Ksaski Besh Ben Tam. Actually, the Gemara there does sound a little bit like a Ben Tam. Let's say someone has Schach on a very tall sukkah. Some of the schach is within 20 amas, some of it is above. So unless it's gemar avagav the ishak lahi yihei chamasa midim mitzlasa, that even if you would say you would take away that which is above 20 amas, then what is within 20 amas would have more sun than shade. Mashmas the shade something with it as kosher. Why? Mishum the action have litzlasa midim mitzlasa because now ultimately is more shade than sun, even for that which is above 20 amas. Obviously, you see that it's not really like schach pasul because if it would be, you'd be mitzav schach pasul schach kosher. And that's it says no. Miu gabi hutz in yordim. By the case of when you have the branches sticking in lamata mi'asim, perashan el, we already explained before, the filo chashas chach pasul, even if it is considered pasul chach. Shay it's going to be kosher. Why? Because the ma'ikash it's lazim rib mechamasim mashbetet esim, not sure what's within 20 amas, is talking about that it is already to lazim rib mechamasim. Wait a second. Badik amin, but this, the Gemara says, but ikal, it's just law. But if you would take away what's lamal mi'asim, you actually would have more sun than shade. So it says, no. And that's only because, no, you do have tzlas mirba on the one which is within 20 amas. But it wouldn't be able to be maintained, because since it's so thin, the wind's going to come and blow it and disperse it, or it's going to fall. And that's what it means within Avin, that the sukkah is tzlas mirba chamasa, and some of the schach is above 20 amas, that even though if you take away the schach that's above 20 amas, the rest of the schach would fall. So it comes out that the sukkah needs the schach l'mal ma'asim. So that's what you would have thought puzzle. That's the thing, though. Even so, it's going to be kosher. But again, it's not a right to have been a tam. The schach l'mal ma'asim is not puzzle. Maybe it is puzzle, but again, it's not a problem because the schach l'mal ma'asim is tilasim rib mechamasim. It's an excessive mess. It begins with the words that come up about sukkahs. So it's bothered. That's how you're explaining that you know it could only be one sukkah, not two sukkahs. Because it says, which sounds like singular, but that's only good according to the one who says that you go based on how it's written. But according to the one that says how you read it, actually it's read in the plural. So he says, even according to the one that says we give primacy how it's read and how it's written, he agrees that's not for nothing that the way it's written is written in the singular. He explains that everyone agrees to both of them. The only question is when they contradict. here it's not contradicting. The pasuk is being written specifically, explicitly, to tell you that it's only one sukkah that you can sit in and not in two. Next test muscle to begin with the more tachtonic share, the low one is kosher. Tesh says, preparation level, I already explained this in the Dibbe Maskal, Hokam and Starv, exactly this case of the low one being kosher.